We have our 5 on our, maybe 4 now, because if when the cricket nets weren't there, we could put one along the back as well. So, that impacted the oval as well.
Okay.
Anything further to that?
No,
I
just had a phone call from Liam earlier to ask me to pass on the same sentiments. Thanks, Joel. For the oval, and yeah, it's the best that you can remember it, so yeah. And everyone was kind of one. Had on the back and all this, to all that involved.
So I guess wouldn't we be able to cut back an army water say a section of it and leave some of it dormant basically, certainly this time of the year, that's something we haven't really discussed. Which manager works.
We've got to look at all options at the moment because remember we've only got the dam up here. We're trying to look up all the other dams in it. So it's going to be a struggle, but we are carting the water as well at the moment. Just explain to Ray that we normally get 4 or 5 weeks out of the sewer water.
Yep.
This week we didn't even get this year we didn't even get 2 weeks out of it. So yeah,
what does that tell you?
The oval is
the product.
We're going to have to keep the oval for a while until it runs.
Well, I mean, lots of years we would have had a thunderstorm by now if it does keep it alive.
Yeah.
And that's the trouble with farming and ovals.
Yeah.
If it rains next month, it won't be a problem. If it rains in 3 months, it will be a problem.
Yeah, I
understand.
And we have to conserve some water for the planting of the ryegrass, you know, to make it nice and green for the season.
Yeah,
for that. And, we've got that in hand. We would have been put away for that. But in the meantime, it's all we can do is just keep a green tinge on the field alive. Yeah.
Are we able to focus on the cricket area for the minute? Is that
achievable? We'd have to talk to Bruno because he's the contractor. It's his reputation and all that. And when the oval's a bit round, he'll have a panic attack thinking that will reflect on him. But if there's no water, there's no water.
No.
So we've got to look at just how to keep it alive for now. So we've got a plan in place. We're doing it. We ran the sprinklers this morning. I'll be running again tomorrow. We're not going to run on Sunday because of the carnival up there. But every second day, we'll put some water on there. Because that 4 hectares takes just over 1 million litres a week. It's a big area. It's Broome Hill. It's only 2 hectares. Broome Hill uses less than half of that because Broome Hill's got a clay soil that holds the moisture. But it's still 500,000 litres a week.
When you add that up over a long summer,
it's
a massive amount of water.
We do put wetting agent in there and all that. So,
So, probably it's been an unusually dry season for right
well,
here.
Well, I think we started at a lot of ice as well. It was sort of an average year now. But there wasn't runoff as much as normal.
Well, we all know how important water is. We certainly can't make it rain.
Yep.
But as a shire going forward, I think we definitely need to constantly looking at improvements, increased storage capacities, potential alternatives. I mean, I think that's a lot of the it's the way forward. If we suddenly can't make it rain, we can look at added storage, potentially alternatives, and that's very much at the forefront going forward. I'm very much a believer in water improvement. But is there any other general business or any other matters for discussion?
Through the chair, I'd just like to thank Graham for coming in with his president of that committee hat on and thanking the show. The Brood Hill Committee, I think, on the whole, are very appreciative of what effort the show puts in, but unfortunately, there's a couple of individuals on that committee that tend to take a more combative approach, if you want. It's refreshing to be seeing you and hearing what you're saying. Great. Thank you.
Okay. Steve? Yeah. So, anything else? Other comments, general business, discussion? Well, I'd like to say thank you too, Ray, for that feedback. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Thank you.
Well, if there are no further matters, I thank everyone for attending and participating. And I declare the annual electors general meeting closed at 6:14.